All right, let's dive into sclerotherapy. You know, if you're listening to this, you're probably considering this procedure at the Rain Center and want the full rundown of what it actually is.
That's right. And you've come to the right place. The Rain Center specializes in treating all kinds of venous diseases.
Oh, wow. So they handle more than just sclerotherapy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They offer a whole range of procedures, actually.
Like what? What else do they do?
Well, things like deep venous valve reconstruction or venous stent replacement, stuff like that.
Okay, wow. So, like, the whole spectrum of vein care. But let's bring it back to sclerotherapy. Where does that fit in?
That's a great question. So, sclerotherapy, it's a minimally invasive procedure. It's used to treat varicose veins.
Minimally invasive. That's always a good thing to hear. But how does it actually work? Like, how do they make those veins go away?
So imagine a flower, right? And it starts to wilt. It kind of shrinks and fades away. Sclerotherapy kind of works like that. A solution is injected directly into the vein.
Okay, so they inject something into the vein. Then what? What happens?
Well, that solution, it's called a sclerosant, and it basically irritates the lining of the vein.
So it irritates it. What does that do?
Yeah, so it causes it to collapse and close off. And then, get this, your body just reabsorbs it over time. Poof, gone.
So it's like giving those pesky veins a time out. That's a pretty neat trick. And since the Rain Center is all about treating venous diseases, it sounds like they've got this sclerotherapy thing down pat.
Yeah, for sure. They have tons of experience with it.
Plus, you know, it's good to know that they're accredited by the Intersocietal Accreditation Commission, the IAC. That's got to mean something, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It means they meet super high quality and safety standards.
That's reassuring, for sure. Okay, so far, we've established that sclerotherapy is minimally invasive. It's designed to get rid of varicose veins. Sounds pretty promising. So let's say someone goes in for a sclerotherapy treatment. What happens? What can they expect?
Well, first off, they'll make sure you're totally comfortable and answer any questions you've got. They'll have you lie down, usually with your legs kind of propped up a bit.
Okay. What's next?
Then they just prep the area and use a tiny needle to inject the sclerosant into the vein.
A needle. Okay. I have to admit, needles make me a little squeamish. Just how much does it hurt?
It's honestly not that bad. Most people say it feels like a little sting or a burning, sort of like a quick pinch.
Ah, okay. So it's not too terrible. That's good to know. But what about this sclerosant stuff? Like, what is it exactly?
So it's a special solution, you know, and it's made to irritate the lining of the vein so that it collapses and closes off. There's a bunch of different types, but they all pretty much do the same thing.
So it doesn't actually, like, dissolve the vein or anything. It just makes it collapse.
Exactly. Pretty cool, huh? And then once the vein is closed off, your body's natural healing process kicks in and reabsorbs it over time.
So it's kind of like the body just cleans up the mess.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How long does that whole process usually take? Like the actual procedure itself?
Well, it really depends, you know, on how many veins they're treating and the size of them, but yes, usually takes about 15 to 45 minutes.
Okay, not too bad. And you mentioned earlier that there's not much downtime after the procedure. So what should someone expect once it's all done?
Well, you can walk around right away. That's definitely a plus. They might have you wear compression stockings, though.
Oh, right. Compression stockings. For how long?
Probably for a few days or maybe even a few weeks. Just depends. It helps with the healing and keeps the swelling down.
So what do those stockings do? Why are they so important?
They basically keep pressure on the treated veins, and that helps with blood flow and make sure your body reabsorbs them properly.
Gotcha. So how long does it take for the veins to actually disappear? Is it like an instant thing?
It does take a little time. The smaller ones might fade away within a few weeks, but the larger ones can take a few months. The good news is most people see a real improvement after just one treatment.
So it's not immediate, but it sounds like it's a long-term solution. Are there any, like, downsides, any side effects?
There are some potential side effects, but they're usually minor and don't last long. You might see some bruising around the injection sites, maybe some redness, maybe a little itching.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad.
Right. And in, like, really rare cases, there can be some more serious complications. But the team at the Rain Center knows their stuff. They're prepared for anything that might come up.
Well, that's good to know. It's always reassuring to know that you're in good hands. So we've talked about the step-by-step. Seems pretty simple. Anything else someone should think about if they're considering sclerotherapy?
Well, just remember that everyone is different, right? The best way to treat varicose veins really depends on you and your medical history.
That makes sense. So how can someone figure out if sclerotherapy is right for them? Like, what should they do?
The best thing to do is schedule a consultation at the Rain Center. Their specialists will, you know, look at your situation, talk about your goals, and recommend the best treatment plan for you.
So it's all about a personalized approach. Sounds like the Rain Center takes the time to really get to know each patient.
For sure. They're all about providing compassionate and personalized care, and they use the latest techniques and technology.
Great. Well, I think we've covered a lot today. We've talked about what sclerotherapy is, how it works, what to expect during and after the treatment, and how important personalized care is.
Exactly. And don't forget, the Rain Center is a reputable and safe place to get treatment. Their expertise in venous diseases and that IAC accreditation really prove their commitment to high quality care.
Absolutely. So we've been focusing on information from the Rain Center's website, but what are some other ways our listener can learn more about sclerotherapy? Like, where else can they look? It's like always good to do your own research too, right? Be an informed patient.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's a ton of info out there these days.
So besides the Rain Center site, where else can someone look?
Well, there are a lot of really good health websites out there and medical journals too.
Oh yeah, those can be helpful.
You can even check out patient forums, you know, see what other people are saying. It can be really interesting.
True, true. Hearing from others who have gone through it can be super valuable.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, nothing beats talking to a real doctor.
Yeah, face-to-face is always best.
Exactly. So if you want personalized advice, you know, stuff that's tailored to you, definitely schedule a consultation at the Rain Center.
They can really help you figure out if sclerotherapy is the right move.
Yep. They can address any concerns you have and help you make a decision you feel good about.
Sounds like the Rain Center is all about that personal touch. It can make such a difference.
Totally. They're committed to compassionate, individualized care. And they really want to help each patient get the best possible outcome.
That's awesome. Well, I think we've given our listeners a pretty good overview of sclerotherapy and what the Rain Center is all about. Any last words of wisdom?
Well, now that you know the basics, you know what sclerotherapy is and how it works, the next step is to take action.
Like, just go for it.
Yeah, reach out to the Rain Center, schedule that consultation. Don't let those varicose veins hold you back any longer.
It's time to take charge of your health and see what your options are. Great advice. Remember, knowledge is power. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into sclerotherapy. We hope you found it helpful.
We hope you learned something new today and that you feel empowered to make the best decision for you.
Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.